CD 1, Track 21. 1.
I feel I'm far too young to make a decision about my future career path. Everybody keeps asking me what I want to do, but I really have no clue what I want to do work-wise. I'm a bit of a technology freak, so people assume I'll study IT, but I can't possibly imagine myself working in front of a computer screen all the time, no matter how much I get paid. In fact, this would be the least appealing option for me. All I know is that whatever job I land, I'll have to get a lot of satisfaction from it. I'm not too money-minded, but my brain definitely switches off when I have to do dull things. So I wouldn't last long in a job which I don't find creative and exciting enough.
2.
I'm just about to graduate from my uni, so sooner or later I'll have to find a proper job to support myself. So far, I've only had some experience working part-time, and I must say I've enjoyed every minute of it, not to mention having my own money. So I hope that when I get a full-time job, I'll make the most of it. I'm quick to learn things, ready to work under pressure, and devote myself to what I do, particularly if my work allows me to show my strong point, such as my creativity and good interpersonal skills. I think I'm the type who will live to work rather than work to live, so I'll be a perfect employee.
3.
As far as I'm concerned, it's pretty impossible to choose what to study if you have to think about your future work. I thought I could study what I'm passionate about, which is art, and then find suitable employment. This doesn't seem to be the case, though. Most people I talk to tell me that choosing a profession which will guarantee me some proper money in the future is absolutely crucial for me. They assure me that artists or art teachers won't be necessary in a decade or so. I find it hard to believe, but I must admit it's beginning to worry me a bit. If only someone could offer some reliable information regarding future trends in the job market.
4.
I've read a fascinating article about some new professions that are likely to emerge in the future, and I must say I found it quite inspiring. I've been wondering for a while what to do in the future, and what I read helped me make up my mind to become a digital architect. I'll be designing computer-generated 3D buildings called digital skins, which will be used by advertisers, for example. I realise that the studies could be pretty challenging because you must be both art and technology oriented. But that doesn't bother me so much. My only problem is that the course will be quite pricey. Maybe I could apply for a scholarship or get a bank loan.